Okay, Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are coming to you from inside the Quicken Loans studios. And right now, we're going to completely shift gears as we close out our show this evening and focus our conversation on sports nutrition and wellness. And how about the benefits of the use of digestive enzymes? We have secured two outstanding guests very excited to visit with, and that is the former NFL standout, Tim Brown, one of the great wide receivers in NFL history over his 17-year career with Oakland Raiders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I will say one of the most respected players during his NFL playing days. And also, it is such an honor to have with us tonight Dr. Dickie Fuller Looney, the founder and president of Transformation Enzymes Corporation. She holds a PhD in nutrition and health sciences, and she is one of the leading experts in enzyme supplementation. So a big welcome to both of you, and a very happy July 4th. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we want to welcome you in tonight. And let me first open our conversation with Dr. Fuller Looney. As we are seeing a trend in sports using and the value of digestive enzymes and the benefits of that, help us understand why we need enzymes and why it is necessary to supplement for the digestive process.
Well, as we age or as we stress, let's put it that way, our ability to make the digestive enzymes necessary to take care of the food we eat becomes negated. When we're stressed, we can't make them. And as we age, we start to they start to diminish in amount. So, of course, we want to be able to supplement them to have our digestive system be healthy, because all the other systems of the body relate to that system.
Well, of course, the goal is to get the most out of your food, your body to convert that nutrition, and so ultimately that you have, what, sustained muscle development and that type of maintenance, correct?
Well, yes, you know, as we get older, we start to lose our muscle mass. And so what we found by the protease enzymes being taken between meals, we can maintain our muscle mass, which is very important to me, not so much to Tim.
Well, I'm going to ask Tim some questions here in a second, but let me ask you this, Dr. Fuller Looney. Do athletes, I mean, and physically active people, do they have a different enzyme need than others?
Yes, they actually need more enzymes because they eat a larger amount of foods. And they have to, they strain their body, they do put stress on their body. So in truth, they actually need more. And we found that so many of our runners seem to be the most depleted of all. So, and I also want to mention this real fast, besides the enzymes, it's the probiotics. And so the new research has shown that these probiotics give the sports person that extra edge on top of everything else. So we get the new, you know, we get all the nutrients from the enzymes, but the probiotics is that balance that's going to maintain their energy to be able to make muscle.
The founder and president of Transformation Enzymes, Dr. Dickie Fuller Looney, and Tim Brown, former NFL wide receiver, enjoyed an illustrious 17-year career with the Oakland Raiders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's where we're going to take our conversation right now. Tim, you had an incredible amount of longevity within the NFL. How big of a role did even digestive enzymes, how much did that play with you?
Well, you know, I wish they could have played a bigger role, to be honest with you. I didn't find out about them until later on in my career. I got scared to death because I've been taking all of these anti-inflammatories literally since 1989. Up until that time, I had taken one every day for 12 years straight. So I was really scared to death about what I was doing to my insides. So, again, unfortunately, I didn't find out about the enzymes until 02, 03, I believe it was. So the rest of my career, I was able to use them, and they played a big benefit. They were beneficial to me, I should say, and just helping me be able to heal my body and take care of my body in a natural way.
Tim, how soon did you start seeing the results and that you were able to bounce back a little bit quicker?
That was the crazy thing is the first time I took the protease, and I can remember going to practice, I sort of felt like I was breathing through my ankles. You know, I felt like I was getting oxygen in everywhere.
Wow, okay.
I just felt like, you know, my body was in such great shape that I was able to take in more oxygen and just able to get, you know, more reps in and do things of that nature when I was working out here at home, you know. So you know, I can definitely say the results for me were pretty immediate. One of the things I used to do when I worked out, I would always sit down for 35, 40 minutes or whatever and just relax, Well, when I got up, it was like the evolution of man. You know, I started out really bent over, and then I was up straight. Mm-hmm. Well, what I noticed and what I still notice even today is I can go and work out very hard. I can go sit down and relax, let my body cool down. But when I get up, I'm not stiff, and I'm not, you know, I don't have all that lactic acid built up. And I think it's, well, I know, because I know what I'm taking on a day-to-day basis, and I take them every time, the protease and IFCs before I work out. So I know that's what's keeping me going.
Glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Dickie Fuller Looney and Tim Brown, former NFL star with the Oakland Raiders. He was with us. We just lost him. He's on his cell phone. And so let's just continue on, Dickie. I mean, why is it that we have not heard a lot about enzymes? And it doesn't seem like there's a ton of press about them.
Well, you know, enzymes have been around for quite a while. We started teaching them in 1980, but see, that's fairly new to most people. And in fact, you know, the enzymes are part of, you know, the bio world, and so that didn't even come into being until 1956. So the information on enzymes is fairly new. We now know what they can do. We have research. But when we first started teaching it in the 1980s, we didn't have very much. We only had people experience that they had with them. So, you know, everything's fairly new. And people get confused between vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics.
Right. Well, I was going to say, too, you know, Dickie, I mean, you've worked with Tim, a former NFL wide receiver, as we were just talking about him. How did you guys meet?
Well, you know, somebody told him to come in to see me, and I don't really even know who it was, to be honest with you. And so when he came in, everybody in the office seemed to be real excited. And I told him, I said, Tim, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. And he explained, we laughed. And now I just find him the dearest person in the world. He is just an excellent, excellent person. And he's been a good spokesperson for us. And he's brought people into the office that have been in the sports because their bodies go through so much. But we got to be close, and we actually started speaking together, and he had me speak at the NFL, which is funny.
Yeah.
And he calls me his white mother, which is really funny. But I view him as my son. He is just absolutely a wonderful person.
Well, I know we're going to catch up with Tim. We lost him on his cell phone, but of course, I want to definitely give a shout out for your new book. It is titled The Healing Power of Enzymes by Dr. Dickie Fuller, and it's been such an honor to have you with us tonight on this July 4th holiday. Best to your husband, Ken, as well, and we look forward to circling the wagon and having you back with us at YSR. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
That, of course, was Dr. Dickie Fuller Looney, the founder and president of Transformation Enzymes Corporation, and Tim Brown, former NFL star with the Oakland Raiders. A special thank you to all of our guests, Bill Ingram, the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment, George Vesey, and the great Chuck Cooperstein with the Dallas Mavericks, the radio voice. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. Enjoy your July 4th holiday.